morning, everyone. This is Greg Hine here with Flight Docs, here for episode 2 of FD Insights. Hope everybody's having a good summer so far, and hope you have some good plans set up for next week for 4th of July. I'm excited to get out of the office for a few days, taking a quick flight over to the Bahamas. For those of you who don't know me too well, I am a bit of a fishing junkie, so doing a few days of bone fishing over there. So very excited for that. But before I head out, wanted to give you a few updates. It's been a very busy June for us at Flight Docs. A lot going on from in the way of development, events, travel. So just wanted to give you some insight into what we have going on. And first, earlier this week, if you had missed it, we did a live webinar. We had Rhiannon and Lee on from our side, as well as a special guest, one of our customers, one of our newer customers, actually, Ed Duval from Clayton Homes Flight Department. And in this webinar, they talked about change management within flight departments. So, you know, whether you're looking to change out a fleet, software, technology, tools, you know, procedures, policies, personnel, change can be a daunting task. And in this webinar, they talk a little bit about approaching change, the different approaches to it, tools to manage change, as well as what a successful change within your day-to-day, within your flight department can look like. So if you didn't have a chance to get on the live webinar, no worries. We do have it on demand. It's now live on Vimeo, YouTube, as well as social media. So if you get a chance, definitely check that out. There was some great conversation there, some great content around managing change within flight departments. Definitely check that out. Next thing I wanted to touch base on is around development. Earlier this month, we had gone out with a fairly major release for our customers, Flight Docs users. May not have seen much in the way of changes inside of the platform just yet. This was a major infrastructure update, which we internally called identity. And what identity was is we had to create an independent system for managing all of our user authentication, access, and permissions. So for those of you familiar with Flight Docs Enterprise and our current maintenance and inventory platform, today, or prior to this release, we had all of our user permissions and access managed inside of that platform. And as we continue to develop new products like our upcoming Flight Docs Operations module, we needed to split out user access and permissions from the maintenance and inventory and really create an independent system which can talk to maintenance and inventory, flight operations, and any other future products that we develop down the road. So it was a big change in splitting that out to our infrastructure, something that our development team here was working on for several months. Very complicated update to the platform, and was very happy to see that release go out without any hiccup. Development team here did an incredible job, tested it thoroughly, several test deployments before going live into production, and went extremely smooth. So you may not have seen too many changes just yet. One of the changes that was introduced in this that does give you some more functionality is around multi-factor authentication, or what we call MFA. For those of you not using MFA, I strongly suggest you check it out. It's in your user settings within the platform. Multi-factor authentication, when you go to log into the system, you enter in your username and password. If you have MFA turned on, in the past, you would have to receive or retrieve a code via email or text message. Enter in that code. It's a second layer of security to prevent any unwanted access to the platform. With the new update in identity, we now allow you to use MFA applications. So if you're using something like Google Authenticator, an app on your mobile device to assist with MFA, we now support that. So if you are using MFA, again, check out the user settings. You get more details in there, but strongly suggest that you start using MFA. It's a great security feature. As we move forward, again, this release really laid down the foundation, allowing us to do much more with user access in the future. So two of the major projects now in kind of phase two of this development, we have two major projects going on. The first being SSO or single sign-on. And what this is going to allow you to do is tie FlightDocs Enterprise to your internal corporation's user management. So if you're using something like Microsoft Active Directory within your organization to log into your computer, Microsoft Outlook, Microsoft Office, you'll now have the ability to tie FlightDocs to that and create one place to manage user creation, user deactivation. It's going to be a great security feature. A few months down the road, we'll have that out. We're excited about that. I know a lot of the larger organizations have been looking for that feature. The second one, which is going to be, I believe, used by pretty much all of our customers, something that we've been asked a lot about, is around managing all user access and permissions. So today, that's something that FlightDocs customer service team has pretty much most of the control, working with our customers and creating users, removing users, managing permissions. It's something that for a long time customers have been asking about, and we are in the process of delivering this over in the near future here, allowing admins or creating a new user interface for admins to set up users, remove users, create roles, and manage access and permissions across our maintenance, inventory, and flight operations platforms. So really excited about that development. That's underway now, expected out here in the next few months. So keep an eye out for that. We will keep you posted as development continues. Since I mentioned FlightDocs operations, quick update on that. We have launched a beta version of FlightDocs Operations. We are working with a few customers now to get some initial feedback, and we continue to develop that platform at a very rapid pace. The platform's looking incredible from the web user interface to the messaging system in FD Connect. To the mobile apps. We're super excited about this release. Continue to develop it. Looking like a release going out later in the summer, probably early fall for FlightDocs operations. In the next month, you should start seeing some more content on that. So keep an eye out. If you have questions on that, feel free to reach out. Happy to give you kind of an overview of what the platform's intended to do, some of the features that are going to be there day one, and where we're heading with this development. But very exciting product, looking forward to that. Last thing I wanted to touch base on was, I guess about 2 weeks ago, we made a visit out to Wichita, met with our friends at Textron Aviation. You may have seen in the last podcast mentioned that we had come to agreement with Textron. FlightDocs is now a recommended provider for maintenance tracking services for all new Textron aircraft, as well as all in-service aircraft. So that's exciting news, able to better support all Cessnas, Hawker Beach, and Hawker aircraft in the fleet. So we went out to Wichita, had a great meeting with their team, met with some of their CAMs, customer service, reliability, technical publications, great group of people out there. And we now have a number of projects underway to better integrate the FlightDocs platform with some of Textron's internal platforms to just really create a more seamless user experience for our mutual customers. So things are moving along very well there. While out in Wichita, we also did some looking around for real estate. We will be opening a new location around Intercontinental there in Wichita. So we'll be having a few of our current FlightDocs employees out there in the short term, but we are looking to hire new employees. So we do have some open opportunities there from our operations side, customer service, customer success, as well as sales, marketing, event planning. So we will have some positions open. If you or someone that you know is interested, feel free to hit our careers page on the website, submit your resume. We'll be happy to fill you in on some more details on these positions, what's available, and an expected time frame for a launch out there. So that's all I have for you today. Keep an eye out for new stuff through social media. If you have any questions on anything that we have going on here, want to check out FlightDocs operations or take a look at any of the other products, just reach out. Happy to help. And hope everybody has a good 4th of July, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.